going? I am excited, as you can tell. Anyway, are you well? Like really, really well? I know for so many of us, especially in a Kenyan context, when someone asks you how are you, your default answer is fine, even when you're not fine. How are you really? Is the question I'm asking. Anyway, the reason I'm doing this podcast today is because this week we turned 1 month. 4 weeks, guys. 4 weeks. I'm super, super excited. It's been really amazing. It's been a different experience being on this platform. And I've really, really, really appreciated each of you who's come, listened, but more those who've engaged me and, you know, shared with me their thoughts. I totally appreciate you for those who are sharing with some of their friends. I am really, really grateful. So now that we've turned 4 weeks, 1 month, I need to let you know how the rhythm of this podcast is going to look like. So I plan to do 2 every week. As you've noticed, I don't do very long messages or long conversations. I'd like to keep them like that. So the very first podcast we do every week is a God Girl Weekly. What am I saying? Nimetoka kukula. A God Girl Weekly Update, okay? On this God Girl Weekly Update, I just let you in on my life. I get to share what I'm doing, what God is doing in me, some of the journeys I'm walking, projects I'm involved in. I just give you a glimpse of my life. Like, it's just an update of me and my journey and what's happening, all right? Yeah, because I need you to know me. Yeah. Anyway, and then on Friday, we get to update our conversations. Like we did last week, we began a very good conversation. I've loved all your engagements. We are talking about relationship versus religion. Episode 2 is going to be on Friday. But today, which I should have uploaded on Monday, is a God Girl Weekly update. Are we together so far? I hope we are. All right? So we begin the week by I give you an update, and then on Friday we get to listen to the conversations. All right, so this week, since I last gave you an update, I remember I talked to you about a new venture. I had just opened up a business, and I was really excited about that, and I need to let you guys know that it's going on well. It has morphed. It has really, really changed from what it originally began. I should let you know that when I was setting out to start this business, I wanted to set up a green grocery store, like a place where I'd sell raw food stuff, nicely packaged and all. And this was inspired by my mother's farm up country. And I set up the shop in a way that, you know, was suitable for a green grocery shop. And then after opening it up, we realized that a lot of the clients that were coming in did not want the raw food. We had begun making some cooked food for the sake of the shops around us. But each time a client came in, they began to order more of the cooked food. So the update is we are slowly moving in to more cooked food than raw food. Okay? Because we've realized our client base is really appreciating cooked food. And so what I'm learning in business is you have to be quick to learn. You have to be easy to adjust. And so far since we've done that adjustment, we're still doing it. We have received more sales. We've seen more people appreciate what we're doing. The surrounding are appreciating. So I'm really excited how that is going. Like, really, really, I am super excited. The other update of my life is that lockdown happened in Kenya. And that meant there's no church, like no physical church. And as you know, I'm a pastor, so I work for the church. It means now I am working from home. It means we've gone back to the recording of sermons and services. And oh God, I have eaten right now. It looks like today I'm fumbling. We've gone back to the recording of sermons and series, and everything is recorded. I honestly was very excited to be reopening, you know, physical church, especially since I was launching the young adult church that I lead back. You know, we wanted to go back to physical meeting. And then on the month that we were meant to really open is when COVID happened. So that kind of threw me off. I've had time to re-strategize and pray for new ideas and for God to just give me some new inspiration. And I'm really excited because I feel like I've found new energy and I kind of know what I want us to do, you know, in the online space. So yeah, I'm excited about that. So I'm working from home. content creating for Activation Church. That's the young adult church in Ngatarongai that I lead. And then, you know, business is going on well and I'm continuing to parent because my teenager is at home. Any questions for me? I don't know. Basically, that's the update I have about me. I am so grateful for the grace of God so far. I am grateful for love. Yes, love. I am grateful for provision. I am just really in a good mood. So I am super, super excited. Thank you for tuning in to listen to me. I love you like I really do. I love you, love you, love you. Blessings.